today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, Salaamu Alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Monday, is the 22nd of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special. We'll listen to Chapter Al-Fat, verse 29.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'alal kuffari ruhama'u bainahum تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعَ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are forceful against the disbelievers, merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and prostrating in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and His pleasure. Their mark is on their faces, from the trace of prostration. That is their description in the Torah. And their description in the Gospel is as a plant which produces its offshoots and strengthens them, so they grow firm and stand upon their stalks, delighting the sowers, so that Allah may enrage by them the disbelievers. Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds among them forgiveness and a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse opens with Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. It does not matter whether men of insignificance like it or not, or hide themselves from the sun shining on the entire world. Allah Almighty bears witness to His prophethood, and believers who are aware of it bear witness to the same. The blessed verse then proceeds to present a depiction of the noble prophet's companions and followers. Thus, it depicts their outward and inward characteristics and also their thoughts, emotions, and deeds.
رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرمين نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله يا نبي.
On the last episode of today's special, we start a new topic. That was the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet. We have more here. The more teachings and precepts of the divine prophets and their moral behavior are the best means of leading men to his ideal life. It goes without saying that both in personal and in social life, the observance of moral principles is required of all. However, for those who must lead societies and guide the people, this requirement is much greater because first, the one who is the instructor of the society must himself be a model of supreme moral behavior and excellent human characteristics. So he will be able to wipe moral decay out of the people's hearts and minds. Obviously, if he himself is lacking in morality, he will fail to lead the people onto the path of humanity and virtue. Prophet Muhammad treated everyone with great respect and considered nobility an honor to be owing to faith, piety, and good behavior. He was not interested in wealth or status, nor did he revere anybody for his riches or position.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sublime celestial morals of the Prophet brought about the waves of the revolution of Islam first in the Arabian society and afterwards all over the world. In the light of this all-embracing spiritual and intellectual resurrection, dispersion turned into unity, unchastity into chastity and virtue. Idleness into hard work and industry, selfishness and altruism and Arab arrogance to modesty and affection. Men and women were thus trained to become models of good moral behavior and have altruistic manners forever. The morals of the Prophet were so sublime and praiseworthy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has regarded them as great. In verse 4 from chapter 68 in the Holy Quran, we read, "And truly, you Muhammad possess great morals." The Holy Prophet of Islam possessed the magnificent status of prophecy and divine leadership. But his manners in dealing with the people and his way of life were so simple and gentle that when he was among the people and a newcomer wanted to know about him, he had to ask, which one of you is the Prophet? So you see how beautifully the Holy Prophet was hidden among Allah's servants. He had no love for luxurious or the illusions of this mortal world. he was never enchanted by any worldly things, and he invariably looked upon this world's life as a passing one. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoke in short, meaningful sentences and was never seen or heard to interrupt anybody's speech. He never spoke with a morose face, nor did he ever apply rough, awkward words.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special. We learn about the Prophet's tolerance and forgiveness. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet of Islam never attempted to retaliate against the insults and disrespect of anybody and forgave people's mistakes or their misconduct. His reaction to the torment and disregard of the ignorant people was forgiveness and tolerance, in spite of all tortures and torment that the Quraysh had inflicted upon the Holy Prophet of Islam on conquering Mecca. He forgave them and set them free. In the War of Uhud, a man named Wahshi killed Hamza, the beloved uncle of the Holy Prophet of Islam. However, he forgave his sin. Also, he forgave the many torments and troubles that Abu Sufyan and his wife, Hind, had caused for him, and he did not take revenge. However, for all his tolerance and mercifulness, he did not take pity on those who violated Allah's threshold and sacred precepts and would punish the violator in accordance with divine rules. In effecting Allah's order, he would take no notice of anybody's intercession.
You're our prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
We have valuable lessons from Prophet Muhammad's life. One of them is this: his focused approach and dedication towards his holy mission was like this. The Holy Prophet was so focused on his mission to propagate the word of Allah that he was really to bear every hardship that came his way. When the affluent in Mecca came to realize that he was becoming popular among the masses, they chose to offer him incentive so that he gave up preaching the message of Islam. He was offered worldly possessions such as wealth, status of the chief of Mecca, and marriage to the most beautiful woman at the time. Yet he remained steadfast towards his purpose and remarked. He said, "Even if they place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I will not renounce my mission until I die or Allah fulfills my mission for me."
There's a story mentioned from the time of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, where a man came to him and he told him, "O Prophet, I have a problem with performing all sorts of indecent acts, and I need your help. I need you to help me in order to avoid doing so. So what should I do?" The Prophet told him simply, "Do not lie." So the man was confused. He was asking the Prophet about these major immoral acts that he would engage in And the Prophet's remedy to this was to tell him not to lie. So the man left that evening. He got the urge to engage in some indecent behavior. But at that moment, suddenly, he recalled that the next day he would be seeing the Prophet again. And what if the Prophet were to ask him what he did the night before? What would he say? Would he lie? Would he engage in that act and then lie? Or would he tell the truth? And at that moment, he realized that when it came, the best way to stop oneself from engaging in all sorts of indecent acts is to be honest. Is to be honest with oneself.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursaleen. رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين.